God can be defined in infinite ways, but one version of God is that He is a process. The process involves bringing life into being. Science has its story about how life originated 2 billion years ago from a soup of organic chemicals. This soup, probably contained in the Earth's ancient oceans, was struck by lightning and began to boil into primitive, self-reproducing nucleic acids from which the long chain of evolution proceeded. But from the spiritual viewpoint, life is being created all the time through soul work. There is more to life than raw creation. The soul, as every religious tradition has insisted, exists to bring an end to suffering. The same cannot be said about any other aspect of ourselves. The mind, ego, and emotions cause as much pain as pleasure. They can throw us into turmoil and confusion, despite all our efforts to reach clarity and peace. The soul has been assigned the unique function of working only for what is most evolutionary in each person's life. It couldn't accomplish this end by turning the infinite into the finite, the timeless into time, and so forth. These processes have no human value until we add another ingredient, the dispelling of suffering. Someone who is attuned to the soul begins to perceive that a subtle guidance is at work. The soul is silent, therefore it cannot compete with the contentious voices heard in the mind. You can spend years overshadowed by anger, fear, greed, ambition, and all the other distractions of inner life, but none of that activity touches Atman. The soul has its own project. The Vedas describe this in terms of the 5 kleshas, or causes of human suffering. They are ignorance about the nature of reality, identification with the ego, attraction toward objects of desire, repulsion from objects of desire, fear of death. The great sages and seers who laid out the scheme of suffering all emphasize that all 5 causes boil down to 1, the very first. When a person forgets that he has a soul, that his source is rooted in eternal being, separation results. And from separation, all other pain and suffering follows. I think a modern restatement would go something like this. A person thinks that only material existence is real, and thus becomes totally ignorant of the source, which is quantum and virtual. He accepts the illusion of time and space. When this happens, contact with the source is lost. The voice of the soul begins to grow fainter and fainter. Drifting in separation, the person seeks desperately for something to cling to. Life cannot abide being without a foundation. Therefore, the mind creates an entity known as ego. This I is the same as the personality. It is constructed from all kinds of experiences, and as these become all important, the I and its needs have to be defended at all costs. The ego has many needs, and so it begins to value the fulfillment of those needs. The whole world becomes a means to make the ego stronger, more important, and more secure. To that end, it pulls all kinds of objects toward itself: food, shelter, clothing, money, etc. For a time, this strategy seems to work. Although it never becomes truly secure, the ego finds that life can be filled up by acquiring more and more. No one can gain complete control over the environment, however. Therefore, the ego has to spend a great deal of time avoiding pain and danger. As attractive as certain things are, others are equally repulsive. Caught in a whirlwind of seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, the person achieves many goals. The years pass, and separation does not even seem to be a problem anymore. However, there's an end to all this acquiring, all this experience for the sake of experience. Over it all looms the certainty that life will end. Fear of death becomes a source of suffering, because death is the undeniable reminder that the ego's strategy for survival never solved the original problem: ignorance about how things really work. If it is true that the 5 kleshas are still at work, and who could deny that they are, then the influence of the soul is crucial. Each klesha has its own momentum. We all know the powerful addiction of money, power, career, and ego needs of every type. This momentum has kept suffering alive despite the enormous changes in human existence from age to age. Against this momentum, the soul provides a means of solving every cause of pain. Ignorance of reality is solved by delving deeper into the mind. Awareness dives deeper than the material level to find its roots. Identification with ego is solved by learning to identify with these deeper levels. Attraction to outside objects and repulsion from them is solved by valuing the inner life above all. Fear of death is solved when the soul is experienced directly, since the soul is never born and never dies. As with the five causes of suffering, the five solutions all grow from the first one. If you explore the true nature of reality, all pain will eventually come to an end. In some form or other, religious teachings state this truth over and over. There is no way around the fact that it sounds abstract, yet this is the reality of how the soul operates. Your soul deals in abstractions like eternity and infinity so that you won't have to. It converts an inconceivable world into one that we can grasp and understand. Like a car's transmission, which takes the whirling motion of the engine and transforms it into the forward velocity that gets you where you want to go, the soul makes it possible for your life to move forward. Eternity doesn't need to breathe. Infinity doesn't need to find a job. But you need those things and more. You need to eat, work, love, and raise children. And these are made possible through the soul. Without it, there would only be quantum soup, a formless swirl of energy and particles.